Yeah, I mean, the sales, they missed their expectations for their fourth quarter sales. Despite selling 4 million iPhone SE units in the first weekend, their stock dropped a little bit. There's a number of reasons for that. But, I mean, everyone's expecting the iPhone 5. They got the 4S. I think it's a fantastic device. We didn't speak about that because I wasn't on last week. But I think it's amazing. It's just people want to pull out a shiny new gadget that looks different to the previous version, if you ask me. But I still think it's great. And Siri, which is the voice-activated phone translator, I think it's amazing.
It'll tell you anything you need to know, the meaning of life and everything.
Yeah. It's good. But the thing is, like, there's a lot of people in this space that try to do something similar, but nothing's as good as what Apple have done. They acquired the company that created the technology and have been working on it for a year or two. It's looking really, really good, and I think this is the start of new ways to interact with phones, particularly as obviously when you're driving and stuff. But I think it's pretty good.
So how does it work? You talk to your phone and say, "I need to know what a road is," and it'll tell you.
Yeah, you can have a conversation with your phone, and basically it's like Kit, isn't it? But the best thing about it is text messaging. So when a text message comes in, you say reply, and it turns voice into text.
All right, so you don't need to text anymore. When you're driving, you can just go, "Yeah, I'll be there at 4:00.
Yeah, basically it does that, and a lot of other things. But, I mean, obviously the phone's better, the processor's better, the camera's better. I mean, it's a fantastic upgrade. And also, people with 3GS is on two-year contracts. If you have a 3GS or a 3G, now's the time to upgrade.
Yeah.
But if you have an iPhone 4, I'd say probably hold until the 5.
Yeah, and it could be worse, of course. You know, for all those people slightly disappointed, they could have a BlackBerry.
Yeah.
Went a bit mental. What happened with BlackBerry? Why the blackout? What went wrong?
Oh, that was crazy, to be honest. I mean, you know, the whole system just went down, and you know, people use that BlackBerry Messenger so much, they were reverting to other apps like WhatsApp and other chatting and messaging services. It's crazy how certain software applications just, are embedded into people's lives. And it was 3 days that it was out of action, and it caused a massive, massive social problem for people that use it. It's amazing the type of user that use BlackBerries these days. It's changing. A lot of young people use BlackBerries now, and it was really a phone for business people, so it's changed a lot.
Yeah, but it just goes to show how much we rely on this technology now. I mean, a lot of people's lives were very empty for a few days, weren't they?
Yeah, but there's always the other gazillion applications that you can download and install. But it's when things go down, they go down.
Matt, thank you for that. Thank you for getting up early and talking to us this morning. Matt Hagger, our tech geek from E-Man and Scatter, who's working with none other than MC Hammer out there and also at a big conference.